Hello, everyone. Welcome again. Thank you so much for tuning in to Ashes and Beauties podcast. This year, we are embracing Emmanuel this Advent season in 2017. And I've got a guest who came, a very special friend, a very special sister in the faith that has been such an encouragement to me personally, to my walk in Christ, and just so many aspects of life. I love her dearly, Nancy Crane. Hello.
Hi, Erica. It is a joy to be with you.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear your voice. I really, really am. Well, this year, and excuse me, I'm getting over a cold a bit, but this year we're talking about embracing Emmanuel. Last year, you were the first podcast that I put out, and something that you said really hit me and in my heart. You said that in light of treasuring Emmanuel, one of the ways that the advice that you gave at the end was invite him into every moment. And so that theme is kind of carried into this year's theme, which is embracing his presence. I know we talked about some scripture, and I really love the one that you chose. Can you share it with us?
It's Joshua 1:9, and it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Isn't that exciting?
It's extremely exciting.
And jumping off from last year's, where we're treasuring Emmanuel, inviting him into each moment in our life, I want to take a look at the idea. I don't know if you've ever been afraid of the dark, but I remember when I was afraid of the dark, the difference of having someone who was in the room with me. And someone else who was telling me from a distance, "Oh, you don't need to be afraid, it's okay." But having someone in the room with me, there wasn't even need for being afraid. It was
That's
gone.
So true.
And this is what God's saying to us. He said, "Don't be discouraged. Don't be afraid, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." He's not speaking to us from afar. He's right there with us. He is in the room with us. You know, when we are discouraged, we were talking a little bit earlier about how consistency and faithfulness has been a challenge for you sometimes. And that it is sometimes it's like, "Oh, how can I keep going, God? Can I just get out of bed?" He's right there with us. He's right there with us. You know, for me, I've been recognizing sin in my life, and I think, "Lord, will I ever overcome this particular thing?" That he's not coaching me from afar.
Wow.
He's right beside me. He's right with me. He's right there when I'm lying in bed thinking, "Lord, I don't feel like getting up." You know, my husband's retired, and I can lie in as long as I want to. And in the morning, sort of, it's like, "No, but I need to be getting up now." And he's right there saying, "Oh, come on, Nancy, come on. We've got the day. We've got the day ahead of us."
Yes.
And he isn't afar. He's saying, "Do not be frightened. Do not be discouraged.
Wow.
For I am with you wherever you go." And he says, "Be strong and courageous because of it."
Wow.
Be strong. You know, okay, I can get up and get going. I can go into my day. I can move forward where he's calling me to move forward.
Yes.
Because he is with me wherever I go. I was thinking about some of the things that people are afraid of, either, you know, being alone or speaking in public or moving to a new location. Well, you know, he said, "Be strong and courageous."
Wow.
You know, I don't have to be frightened. Don't be discouraged. For I go with you wherever you go. And it isn't a, you know, from a distance, you know, "Call me when you get there" sort of thing. I am right there with you.
I think that's where I'm learning as I'm listening to you. I think that's where I can really mess it up because, well, not mess it up, but just like, you know, get confused. Whenever I think, for example, a task that might be ahead of me. We've been in a cold season in my home, and, you know, I've got 4 children. So when a virus comes, it kind of, you know, hangs around, goes around a few people. And, you know, it might even change into a different virus and start over. But anyway, but the thing is here is it's been more challenging to get up early and to get the things that I need to get done. And in the process, I've magnified those challenges, I think, which makes me think that he's saying, like, oh, call me when you get there, that kind of thing. Like, hey, call me when you get into the homeschool room. Then I'll take over and help you out. But that's not what he's saying. Just like you said, no, he's right there. As I think about hitting that snooze, he's right there. And he has the ability to enable me to move right past the snooze and click the right button.
Absolutely. Yes. It's not like we have to accomplish something and then he'll be there. No, he's right there, right now, at this moment. Yes. Or at the moment where we're lying in bed saying, you know, do I get the snooze or do I get out? And sometimes he does say hit the snooze, doesn't he?
Yes, sometimes he does. I will co-sign on that.
Yeah.
He does sometimes. Like today with the snow day, he definitely had me hitting some form of snooze. You know, I had such ambitious goals today and, you know, the things I really wanted to accomplish, I actually got accomplished. There were a few tests I needed to give the kids and I gave them and I said, well, we've got more time, so we're going to do X, Y, and Z and it's going to look great. And I'm thinking, who am I performing for when the Lord has provided such a beautiful snowy day outside, something that we don't get to see often? And I am ashamed to say that I was not going to let them go outside until my husband got home, when even the children who are going to school are being called to come home early, which, like you said, I just shared that because I'm like, what was I thinking? You know, there are times when God is saying, hey, the biggest thing is follow me. You're my sheep. You know my voice. And sometimes it's going to be, yes, I'm with you. Do not hit the snooze. And sometimes it's going to be, yes, I'm with you. And I've made this beautiful array of my splendor, my invisible qualities I've made visible to you today for you to admire and to enjoy through this snow. What a good God we serve.
Wow. Absolutely. He's such a generous God.
Yes, he is.
We were talking a little earlier, and I wanted you to repeat where you might need strength and courage.
Okay, I need
strength. Where you need to be strong and courageous.
I'm going to be transparent once again, and I don't believe I'm alone in this. But so I'm in my mid-30s now. I'm a wife to a wonderful man. I love my husband. I'm a mother to some brilliant children that God has blessed me with, and I love it. I love this life. At the same time, not having grown up in a home where I saw, like, good modeling of parenting and endurance in the fruits of the Spirit and things like that, which is God's totally sovereign over that, too. I mean, if I did, I may not be so concerned with it, but that's a whole nother thing. But I'm challenged with just endurance. It's not necessarily I got to a place where my life is not meeting my expectations. I think it's more of, I did not know what to expect. And now that I'm here, I see that it is not easy. I know there's this new word out there. They've changed the word adult into a verb. Like, it's hard to adult, right? But, yeah, I know, right? I think it's funny. My husband's just like, yeah, he's like, I don't co-sign. I do not acknowledge that word as a verb. But that's I think it hits the heart of what I'm trying to say. It's, you know, there's real responsibilities. There's real challenges that we face, even in the daily small things of being a wife and being a mother, knowing that I have gifts that while I do use them in my home, there's these desires to also do other things like this study, which, like I told you before, my husband is so supportive. He makes sure that I stay on it. And even when I'm discouraged, he even told me today, it doesn't mean that you weren't supposed to do it. You just hit a rough patch. That's all. But keep going because you're doing a good thing. But so these kinds of things, though, I mean, I think me hesitating and continuing to be scheduling podcasts and doing these blogs speaks exactly to what I'm saying. Like, well, I don't know if I can or should I be doing or, you know, just I need help. I need help. It is difficult to be in a stage where I have not seen the Model 8 before me in a practical sense, you know?
Yes. Well, I want to speak to you and say again, be strong and courageous. That is, God has given you different things to do. Being a wife, being a mom of four children. I'm a homeschooling mom of four children. Also doing a blog and working outside the home as well at times.
Yes.
That all these things that he's saying, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged.
Wow.
For I am with you wherever you go.
Wow.
So now in the things you say, okay, Lord, I've got the kids to manage with right now. You know, show me what I need to be doing. I'm not going to be discouraged. I'm not going to be afraid because, Lord, you can direct. You can work through me. You can accomplish what I can't do.
Yeah.
So let me just do what you're calling me to do. And moment by moment, just be delighting in the fact that he is with you. He is Emmanuel. You can embrace that.
Yes.
That he will direct you. He's given us his Holy Spirit to, you know, to guide us. What a privileged people we are. That we have got Emmanuel living with us, in us. That we do not need to be afraid or discouraged. We can be strong and courageous.
Yes, we can.
Because God will be with us wherever we go.
Wow, I've been struck these last few months. So I was in a small group this summer where we studied 2 Peter. And I was also listening to an audiobook called The 4-8 Principle to just help me with my thought life and to, you know, just to take every thought captive, make it obey Christ. What does it look like to dwell on things that are true and honorable and praiseworthy, of good report, of moral excellence, to dwell on those things so that the God of peace, oh my goodness, would be with me. And you said something. I know I was responding to something that you just said. You said, well, oh yes, so sorry about that. I had a quick little brain thing going on, but it was the power of the Holy Spirit that has struck me in 2 Peter. I think it's somewhere between verse 3 and 7 of the first chapter, and it says, his divine power has granted to us all things pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence. And it's crazy because it's basically saying, because you have his Holy Spirit, you have everything you need for this life and for godliness. Godliness even in this life. And he's the one that called you to it. He called you to it for his own name's sake. And so it's just like giving you security on the front end. I've given you my power. Giving you security on the back end. I'm the one that called you to this and I gave you the power to do it. So just kind of like, reeling me in. I think it's more, I'm starting to see it's an issue of, it can be, I'm not going to say all the time, but it can be just an issue of being stubborn. If I know these things, and I won't say it's all stubbornness, it's also just that concept that we may know things in our head. I love God's word. I've been given a gift to memorize a lot of things, but it can also be just challenging to actually live and walk those things out and embrace them.
I think the truth is that sometimes we're afraid of that it won't quite be truth this time. I've seen it in the past, or, you do say it, but Lord, really, is it possible? I mean, you can do it through Erica, but can you do it through Nancy? I mean, or, and so that's why I just love this. He says, no, be strong and courageous. Really, be strong. You know, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of that, and don't be discouraged.
That's interesting. Like, don't. And these are. Yes. I was listening to you read it the first time, and I just wrote those notes. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. We're going. You know, we're doing English grammar in the classroom, and we've been going over imperative sentences, which are commands. And I'm like, this is a command. This is a command from my God. Do not be discouraged. Do not be afraid. A loving father. Like, I would think, do not spill that on the carpet. Do not, you know, these are the kind of commands I give. But God is giving a kind of command that's telling us to be encouraged, you know, be courageous, be strong, building us up and edifying us for the tasks that is ahead. I think I'm going to have to start saying that more to my children.
For sure. And I want to repeat that he doesn't say, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, you know, be strong, courageous, because I'm watching over you.
Wow.
He says, because I am with you.
Because.
I mean, not that he doesn't watch over us, not that he is, but he's not doing it from afar. He's doing it from our side and from inside, you know, from the inside of us. I mean, it's just such a difference.
That is a big difference. Huge difference to really think that he's
absolutely.
Actually,
yeah.
I see the gap there, Nancy. You have helped me out a lot. Like, I really see. I'm thinking I'll be there. Go ahead.
I had a couple of notes thinking about some of the times where I do need strength and courage. And like when I need to go ask someone for forgiveness.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not going there alone. And he's not just cheering me on from behind. He's beside me. He's with me. Or when I have to move to a new location, he's not writing me letters and just cheering me up. He's right with me.
Wow.
Or when I've got to go into perhaps a room with a lot of people. I'm not an extrovert, and sometimes I find that really difficult. And I'm not going into that room alone. He's right with me. That, you know, when I've dropped the ball and failed in the work that he's called me to do, that, you know, sometimes he'll say, finish it. Sometimes he says, okay, that's all right, we'll leave it be. But when he says, finish it, he says to me, be strong and courageous. Don't be discouraged.
Mm.
He says, don't be afraid of that. He says, because I will be with you.
I will be.
Isn't that even when I drop the ball? Even when, you know, like wow, that again and again, he's telling me, don't be afraid or discouraged. That I am with you wherever you go.
That is such good news. Such good news to know that God is truly with us and truly for us. And if he's for us, then who can be against us? I mean, this is all these scriptures are coming up now just in new light, knowing that he's right there by my side. I think about, you know, things like skydiving. It's very different for someone to just say, okay, when I say three, you jump and I'll meet you down at the bottom. But no, like, you know, just they you
but
always
have
somebody
someone
right there
with their arms around you jumping out of that airplane. Exactly.
Yes. Just
excellent illustration. Excellent.
That's how I feel sometimes on the daily, but this is really encouraging me. I am certainly gaining a lot from it. I'm going to take this. I'm just going to go through my day really quickly. I'm going to get up, not by my strength because I don't have it. And just like I told you earlier, you know, I'm feeling inadequate. And you said, you are inadequate. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. And God tells us, you know, in one of Paul's letters, we should rejoice in our weaknesses and boast that the power of Christ is then resting on us when we are, you know, admitting our weaknesses. We should actually proclaim them that the power of Christ would rest upon us and be joyful about it. So I want to be more not afraid to embrace the power of God. And if we're really talking about the same God in Genesis who spoke and said, let there be light, and there was light, who separated the waters from the lands, who created creatures by his word, who created man from the dust, breathed into them the breath of life, put him to sleep because he needed a helpmate, took his rib out. I mean, this is the exact same God that's not just with me, but as a believer in Christ, he's given me his Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that was hovering over the waters in the beginning, the same Spirit that overshadowed Mary at the conception of Christ. This same Spirit is living in me, building me up all the while to do the tasks that are before me, that are before us, every single day. I am being so built up. Thank you, Nancy, for this time. I'm so, absolutely, so thankful for it. Trying to think what the other things that we wanted to cover here. I like what you said about He's with me. You talked about in forgiveness and in moving from one place to another. We sure do miss you over here. I just want to say that. But even when we failed. But tell me about that forgiveness piece. That's something I definitely struggle with
as a daily walk. I often have difficulty going to somebody to either ask forgiveness or to say, you know, I've been hurt by something that has happened. I'd almost prefer to pretend either, you know, those situations don't exist rather than actually have to deal with them.
I understand.
And God does not usually allow me to do that because He wants more intimate relationships than that kind of behavior would grow. And so I find it very, very difficult than to go talk with somebody. But I can do it because He said, do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. Wow. Be strong and courageous. Go ahead, get that strength, courage. Mm. For I will be with you wherever you go. And so I can go. I can, okay, I can put my hand in His and say, all right, Lord, you help me. You help me to say the words right. Help me to do it. And even, you know, help me to want to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
That is.
Mm-hmm. And do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. Just speak so strongly to me in those situations. Because I feel both of those so, so greatly in those times. And yet he says, but you know, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Strong and courageous. Come on, let's go. I'm with you. You know, not from afar, but right beside me, right with me. He's given me His Holy Spirit. Yeah. So I can do it. On another, you know, I don't know if you want to talk about that. There was one more thing I wanted to bring up. I don't know how much time we have.
We have time.
But, you know, with the Christmas season, and I think I probably spoke about it last year as well, but, you know, in this, I can be strong and courageous and stay the course. Get up in the morning when I don't feel like it, you know, because, okay, He's with me. I can be strong. I can do that. I can also, you know, stick with the budget.
Yes.
Not buy the things that we haven't decided to buy during this holiday season, just, you know, because I can be strong and courageous. I don't have to be afraid that really my kids are going to be so missing out so much on Christmas, or if I don't buy these things or do these things with them. You know, sometimes we need to be doing all kinds of things with our children, and really it should be the grandparents that are doing those things. And as mothers, you should just be relaxing and going out and playing in the snow.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, and that we can be strong and courageous and skip looking at Pinterest so we're not discontented if that's an area you have problems with.
Oh,
or
yes.
Not going to Target or the mall when we know that we don't have something we need to be shopping for, so that we aren't tempted to be spending money where we shouldn't be if that's an area that you have troubles with, which most of us do. And this season seems to bring out the worst in us lots of times.
It does.
So I just wanted to mention that in that area as well, that God can give us courage and strength to be different because He is with us.
I think that is such a good point to bring up. I know I've spoken about that briefly before, but just even thinking about where we live, you know, we live in the United States of America. We're one of the more wealthy countries in the world in terms of comparing our version of poverty to the kind of poverty that exists around the world in multitudes. I know that that's a struggle point for us, and it can be easy for us because we have so many things that can buy for our attention, so many things that money can buy. I know that can be specifically for us in our country can be a challenge that we may not see as, how do we say, as pertinent or as serious in terms of how much attention we ought to try to give to it. But Jesus, he spoke very differently. And I tell you, I've done, the year before last, Kurt and I went through a course called Crown Financial. And then this year, he and I went through Dave Ramsey's, what is that called? Financial Peace University. And yeah, I tell you, Kurt's loved that book since we've been married. I wasn't as gung-ho about it because I wasn't really raised to understand like how money works and the value of it. And I just knew I knew how to work and make a lot of money, but managing it has always been a struggle for me. But this year, I tell you, our sweet Lord, where I would resent thinking about a budget, he really showed me my heart, because that budget has everything to do with the gospel. Everything. As now that I'm in real estate and I'm thinking more like an investor, I'm thinking in terms of, I'm learning what interest really is, and I'm learning what it really means to be forgiven a debt. Like, God uses these words, this language, and what we call the gospel truth. We're all sinners, and all sin, or what is it, is it Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, right? And so we have a debt that we have to pay, and I'm just amazed in these last 2 years how I thought I resented these classes because I don't want you touching my money, Lord, even though I don't feel like I have a lot of money. Like, we have had challenges, you know, and that's the reason. Mm-hmm. That's probably the reason, not because I just have so much of it, because I have deep issues in my heart, but God, he's been such a sweet God, where I thought he just wanted to teach me about money. He really wanted to teach me about him, about who he is, and about that sin is a debt. And I think about that, that rich young ruler. Was it a rich young ruler, or was it someone? Is he the one that owed a debt? The parable where the king forgave him a debt? No, that wasn't the rich young ruler. It was someone else. But he owed a debt to someone in power.
The man who had been forgiven a great debt and went out and shook somebody else down for a tiny little pittance. Yeah.
I mean, and that's me. You know, I want to look at, well, how dare him? How dare he do this? You know, and here I am looking with my flesh goggles. I'm really thinking about money, you know, like, how dare him? You owe this much money, you know, but that's, I know I might be sounding redundant, but this is what God is trying to teach us about his grace, about his love, about how he's forgiven us so much. And it really is true that we're the ones that have a log in our eye when we struggle to forgive others, when we struggle to come to others about some way that we may have been offended. We really need to take it upon ourselves to come to the Father first and square our debt, square, and just have a right heart and attitude towards God. And he's, like you said, he is with us, right in the thick of it with us. Wow.
Goodness gracious. It's, you know, as he teaches these things, it's not so that we suddenly become more knowledgeable or something. But it teaches us so much more about him, doesn't it?
Yes.
And his goodness and his graciousness and his generosity. And we find out all of a sudden that instead of being stingy about how much money I have, we find, Lord, you've been so generous with me with money now. I hadn't realized that before. You know, it will turn us to see the truth where we have been believing lies.
What a good God we serve. What a good God we serve. Embracing Emmanuel. Wow, embracing. So I'm going to do the thing that I did last year and just put you on the spot. There's so many people that I can think of who have said that they would love to listen to this. And I know that there's people who love you, Nancy, that are in this audience, particularly just because of where we are. But I want to know, in thinking about women my age, women your age, women younger than I am. There are a lot of college students where we live, just because we live near a lot of universities. So just a wide range of women and men that we encounter. There's people listening, and I want to know, in terms of embracing Emmanuel and being strong and courageous in this season. Has there been any advice that you feel the Lord has just given to you through the years in this area of being able to embrace His presence as you have courage? And how would you share that with somebody who is out there shopping or thinking about or stressing about that shopping list, or who's just struggling to get up every single day to live this life?
Yes.
Big question.
I'd love to share with you. You know, the Christmas season brings so much. When you said struggling with shopping, I understand that. Or struggling with not shopping, I understand that one too. That, and struggling to get up, that again, it's embracing Emmanuel. It's like, Lord, you're here right with me. I'm out here. What decision do I make? I'm having troubles making a decision. Or would you open my eyes? He's with you. That as you've got either a long list of people to buy gifts for and not enough money, say, Lord, okay, how do I do it?
Yes.
You know, go with me right now as we look around. Help me to be able to find what I need that would fit in. Or if it's like, Lord, help me not see these things, or take my hand out of Target so I will not pick up these cool things that look so much fun, because I know you don't have for me to be buying that right now.
Mm.
Or again, if it's, you know, Lord, I need to walk away from this table right now and not pick up 3 more desserts at this reception or coffee or whatever it is that you're together with somebody, if you're like me, and just have troubles with willpower. I'm not making a long phone call. I'm speaking to He who is with me right now.
Mm.
And that embrace Him and say, God, I want to know You more. Help me right now with what I'm doing. And as we do, and we'll submit to Him that we know Him more. It's like, oh, wow. It's like getting to know a boyfriend more, our husbands more.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a relationship that we are growing in because we are experiencing it. We're not walking alongside of somebody, not thinking about them, not talking to them, not in our head someplace else. But no, it's with Him right now. So I would encourage you to embrace Emmanuel, long by moment, and in this season that can seem so overwhelming, don't put Him off.
Amen.
Take it, embrace Him. Take Him into each moment, and
Thank you,
and
Nancy.
Be strong and courageous, and not afraid, not discouraged.
I believe you. This is the last thing I'll say, but I believe you because I have a memory with you that I will never forget. Lord willing, you were teaching me how to do a month meal plan, a month's worth of cooking freezer meals. And it was the day that we were writing down the list before the day that we cooked. And we were stuck on bell peppers because I had so many meals that required bell peppers. And we ended up only counting like 2 meals worth and something didn't add up. But we just came to a place where we were both kind of like, oh, that is not right. And your face lit up. Like, oh, Lord, would You help us right now and figure out, and I just thought You were speaking to someone that You know, someone that You truly know. So, like, oh, we forgot that Jesus was right here, that God is right here with us. Would You please help us with this right now? And I'm thinking, I will never forget that because it was such a great example of right in the moment. Like, He's not above my bell pepper problem. He is right there for my bell pepper problem, to count the right amount of bell peppers that I need. Every single little thing, none of these things pass by our Savior. None of these things, all of these things matter to Him, these little details in our life. So thank you, Nancy. You have been such a joy, such a great example. And I'm so thankful that you took the time to be with me today and everyone else who might listen to share this good news of embracing Emmanuel.
Oh, amen. And to God be the glory.
Amen.
It has been a joy for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Well, that is it for this day's episode of Embracing Emmanuel. Continue to embrace him. Remember, you can go to the website, ashesandbeauty.com, click on resources, studies, and you'll see our Advent study right there. If there's anything else, you can send us an email at letschat@ashesandbeauty.com. Thanks again. This is Erica with Of Ashes and Beauty. Over and out.